Thursday night, Chol Sayin Adar Aleph, Dvar Halacha. Okay, to revisit the ice cream with the Mazonos topping on top, the crumbs, I did a little more research. I'm sticking to my guns that you make two brachas. I think it's Mashman and Mishnah Berurah like that, that the only time you would not make a bracha on the Mazonos in such a case is if it was used mamish like in a cone. Let's say you only used it to hold the ice cream. Some brands of ice cream cones, let's say, are pretty tasteless, like some kind of glorified cardboard. But it's enough to make a Mazonos on if you would eat it alone. But it's mamish only to hold the ice cream. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is mashma. That's the only time you wouldn't make a bracha on the Mazonos. But once you're eating it as food, it seems to me, it's mash. I think it's mashma the Mishnah Berurah like that. I think it's maybe mashma and Rav Moshe like that, in a tshuva and Rav Moshe. But it's not clear. And if you're not a member of the shul and you get a different psak from a different rav, don't be surprised. Again, we're talking about Mazonos toppings, where it's really, it's to only add taste to the ice cream. But because it's Mazonos, I feel it has a chashivas, and therefore you would make two brachas. You also make two brachas, again, if you have a tuna fish sandwich and a cracker, you make two brachas. Two brachas, because they're each one, you mean to eat each one of them. An ice cream sandwich, by me it's possible you make two brachas. And you're supposed to be makdim, the Mazonos, of course, before the hashakol, unless it's not practical. Maybe in a tasty ice cream cone, you might be making two brachas, but maybe you shouldn't make the Mazonos first, or you know, you can end up with a mess. Okay, so that's that case. Regarding a mixture has three elements you have to take into account. A mixture meaning it's one food, it's a mixture. Not two foods that you put together, or that's clearly two things, but a mixture that's put together, let's say in a soup or a chont or a stew or fruit cocktail. So there's three elements you take into account. One is sometimes it's clear which is the ikker and which is the tofel. I don't know a better way of saying it. Most of you have a stew and you have meat and vegetables. So for most people, that's certainly that the meat is the ikker in that mixture. And the vegetables are just there, not as an enhancer necessarily, but zikr in the mixture, it's a tofel. And you take rove into account, and Mazonos you take into account in such a thing, when it's one food. So we'll be talking about that next week. We'll be talking about that. You know, till now we talked about ikr and tofel, when you basically had two foods and one was coming to be matim the other, to enhance the other, to improve the other one. So that's one type of tafel. Now we're talking about mitzad, a mixture, and the tefelos is either, as I said, mitzad rov, or mitzad, that it's clearly the tafel of the mixture.